With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Despite its history of terrorism, several European nations are recognizing a state of Palestine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Norway, Ireland and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state in a historic move. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said the Scandinavian country will officially recognize a Palestinian state as of May 28. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday his country is coordinating with Spain and Norway an historic and important day for Palestine. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country will recognize the state on May 28 too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the president of Kenya is in Washington today for an official state visit. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Biden invited President Ruto for a visit to mark the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Kenya. And National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it's a milestone visit.
This is the first state visit by an African head of state in nearly 20 years.
He says the state visit underscores the administration's commitment to Africa, even though President Biden broke a promise to visit the continent last year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Officials say four people died, at least 35 were hurt in a tornado that devastated a small town in Iowa Tuesday. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said it's believed the number of people hurt is likely higher. The names of those killed not been released. Tornado Tuesday afternoon left a wide swath of obliterated homes, splintered trees, and cars in Greenfield, a town of about 2,000. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher issues a warning.
George Barna, founder of the Barna Group, says Christianity is disappearing in America, and it's primarily Christians' fault. In an interview with the Christian Post, the researcher says disciplining the next generation is critical. Quote, it starts with families. Parents have the primary responsibility to raise their children to become spiritual champions. Local churches need to support parents in that endeavor. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Abortion advocates in Nevada claim they've submitted almost twice the number of petition signatures needed to qualify a measure for the November ballot that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom President Lindsey Harmon said more than 200,000 signatures have been submitted to election officials across Nevada's 17 counties. Officials still have to verify signatures, and if the measure passes, it will need to be voted on again in 2026. This is SRN News. It appears we're holding on to our vehicles longer.
How old is your car, truck, or SUV? Vehicles that are on the road now, on average, are so old that they're breaking the record. The average age is 12.6 years, according to S&P Mobility. It tracks state vehicle registration data nationwide. Americans are keeping their vehicles largely because new ones cost so much. The average new vehicle selling price is more than $45,000, says J.D. Power. And that's down more than $2,000 from the peak in December of 2022. I'm Rita Foley.
Arizona Senate passes the Secure the Border Act. Similar to Texas SB 4, the act would give local county and state law enforcement the ability to arrest illegal immigrants outside of lawful ports of entry. More details at SRNnews.com.